Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. Now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we have various guests on the show that will help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. And tonight we're going to do mentoring. That's a feature that started, I think, for last month. And the second Monday of each month, we'll select Avon representative who has to be mentored, and we will help them on the air to have the opportunity to ask their questions concerning the Avon business. And as mentoring, we are here to today we have Stacy Hunt. Stacy Hunt is one of the members of my team. She's in my downline, and I'm waiting for her to get on the call. So what are you waiting for to get on to join us? One of the things that I want to talk about and make people aware that if you, I don't know if you've read your Avon news email, but Avon is going to change the kits. And my understanding that the kits are going to go up in price. I believe they're going up to $15. So if you have old kits, you know, try to recruit, especially this week. So this is the week ending Campaign 7 where you can qualify to earn the popcorn machine. So that's one of the things that you may wish to do. Other exciting news in terms of Avon. Avon's going to have a wonderful CD. So, you can, you know, many of us spend a lot of time in our cars, driving either to work, driving to take the kids to wherever they have to go, whether to school or soccer practice or basketball, chilling, whatever. So we spend a great deal of time in our cars. And Avon has recognized that, and they're going to come out with a CD that can be used with, you know, which you can listen to in the comfort of your car, which you can call your university car. So that's one of the exciting news. The one thing about it, though, is it really only going to be eligible for those people who are just coming into the Avon business. And I believe that CD package is going to be $25. I may be wrong, but you can always call Avon to get all the details on. I think I may see one person on this. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay, so as we wait for Stacy, another thing I'd like to talk about is when we sign up representatives, it really baffles me when orders are not being placed. And one of the things I think we as Avon representatives who are signing up Avon reps, one of the things we need to do is to sit down with the new Avon representative. And as we fill out the application, we should create a form, like a checklist, a grocery checklist, and have items on the form that are household items that you know that your clients already is using and that they can now start buying this from their stores. And, you know, you would think this is common sense, but it really is. For some reason, it's just not. So every time you see no orders on your in your back office but from your people in your downline, they are buying items from Walmart, Walgreens, Green Reed or whatever, Rite Aid, and they're buying these items at a higher price, and they're buying these items with a with absolutely no discount. So they're buying it full price at a higher price. So, for example, the things you can have on a checklist that you can give your and I would hand this to, I would go over the list with the new Avon representative as you fill out the application, after you finish doing the application. And then what I would do, I would send this this list to them in an email. And the things, items that you should have on the email is deodorant. And maybe what you want, maybe what you would like to do is to take the sheet and make columns so that one column can be the items that Avon has and the price, and the other side will be the column of the item which they purchased and what they think the price is. So, for example, deodorant. So you know, we all know that the deodorant costs 89 cents, or you know, sometimes 99 cents, depending on when you catch the sale. Right across from that, you should have their deodorant. So let's say their deodorant is minimum. And I don't know if you realize it, but that costs $8. So there you can show them that they're saving $7 just on that particular item alone if they buy it from their Avon store. I would put nail polish. And put Avon nail polish, and then put Bucci or OPI on the other side. And you know, anybody who bought OPI nail polish, you know that's very expensive. And particularly gel nails, you go to manicure, have your nails done, that gel polish, they cost you $25 for a manicure and $25 for a pedicure. And we have gel nail polish in our brochure. So you want to write those two prices down. The next thing you want to write down is the shampoo. Avon has shampoo, so write down the price of the shampoo and then write down what it costs for them to have their shampoo which they purchased. And to make things go faster, you may want to have, or when you type up your sheet, you may want to already have the Avon prices in, so all you have to do is put their prices in. Another item you want to put in on that list is conditioner. Hair conditioner, because you know they have to buy hair conditioner. So you write that item down as well. And then soap. You put down body soap, and then you put down a towel gel. And then you want to put perfume. You put the perfume down, you put perfume on the side. And then you go into makeup, and you do the same thing. You list the different makeup. Lipstick, how much, an Avon lipstick versus whatever they buy. A lip gloss versus whatever they buy. And then you show them that in the back office, one of the things they can buy is these makeup pads. And they're makeup remover. I'm sorry, it's called makeup remover. And they're little round pads that come from like a long plastic tube. And I, instead of using it for my makeup, to remove my makeup, I use those pads to remove the nail polish from off of my nail. So you put that down. I think they come 100 of those in a pack for like $1 and something. Change. And then you put cotton balls on the other side. And then you can go out, you can just go across the board with that list. And then show them at the end, tally it up. You should have the other side, well, you can't really have the other side tally. Based on what they have checked off, based on your side, you add up the items that they had. So, for example, they had deodorant. Let's say deodorant was $10, and that they checked lipstick, and lipstick was $5, that's $15, and said they had they purchased nail polish, so they paid $5 for that, and so that's $20. And then you go on your side or the Avon side and show them that the nail polish is $2, the lipstick is $3.99, and that the deodorant is 99 cents, and you would show them that they have, if they shop their Avon, if they're diligent and shop their Avon store, that they will come out saving a lot of money. And a lot of times you'll find that we have Avon representatives who are on our team who are having financial challenges, but yet they are buying their household items at full price, a higher price at their local pharmacy. And so this will help them save money, number one. This will train them to start looking at their business and buying from their own store, because we're so busy teaching them to buy from, have people buy from us, but we're not training our reps to from ourselves, to patronize our own self stores. But at the same time, you don't want your reps to get in trouble. So you don't want them to be their own best customer, because then what's going to happen, they're going to say, oh, I have to stop selling Avon because I didn't make any money. Well, if you're spending all your money in profit and all your profits in Avon products, then you're not going to see that kind of a saving. But tell them space the items out. But they should at least have, when they place an order, they should have at least have a $30 order minimum every 2 weeks, minimum. And the reason why I say a $30 order, because they should be ordering books. And I'm going with the $20 range of books. If they buy a deodorant, if they're out of deodorant, if they're out of the gels, if they're out of maybe hand lotion. I mean, I'm going to throw in an extra $10 there for those items and replacement items. So $30. I mean, they should be able to afford to $30, because God knows they are spending much, much more in their local pharmacy. And I know, because prior to becoming an Avon representative, I myself would go to Walgreens almost every other day. Every other day to pick up one thing or the other, whether it was nail polish remover, whether it was a nail color, whether it was mascara, whether it was a lip liner or eyeliner. And now I'm never at Walgreens. I can't even remember the last time I've gone to Walgreens. I have learned to shop my own store. So you want to teach your reps to do that as well. And then you will see that your orders will start to increase. And then secondly, what happens when you use the product, you are a user of the Avon product, then you are going to talk more convincingly about the product, because you're going to be excited about the product. For example, I've learned that skin softener, the one that comes in the, and I mentioned this on the show earlier, but the ones that come in the little round tubs that have the same scent as the perfumes, for example, Amari, Cocoon, or whatever, I've discovered a great use for it. So I'm telling all my customers, and because I'm so excited about it and the results that I am experiencing firsthand, my customers become excited and they become curious, and then they say, well, you know what, let me try it. And so they are buying it. Avon represents, you train them in the very beginning to become excited about the products in which they are using, then that will spill over when they talk to their clients. And subsequently, that will increase their sales. I can't see how anybody can effectively talk about any product that they sell that they have no idea how it feels or have no idea of the result of the product when using it. So you have to use the product. So just so you, when you train it, when you start, when you sit down with your new Avon representative at the application process, you want to have, obviously, the application kit, and you want to have their book, but you also want to have that sheet, that Avon household order sheet. And you may want to have two sheets. The one you do with the comparison, and then you may want to have an Avon shopping list sheet with the items, and this could be pre-done, just assuming it, and I would list things that you know they have to use. Again, the gel, the deodorant, skin so soft for the bugs, lip gloss, hand lotion, body lotion. I will list those items, and then I'll have some blank lines, maybe about five other blank lines of things that you can offer, you need to add on for them. And this way they can have that, they can make copies of that, and this way they can go and use that as their inventory so they can know what they're out of for themselves. So that would be a great idea for them to do. So you want to make sure that your new reps, when you sit down with them, you'll go over that with them. And then you also want to talk, and then the other thing you want to do, you already have the item pre-listed on your sheet. But what you want to do is take your Avon brochure, one of the Avon brochures that you have that you're going to give them, not their account, not one of their accounts. So if you give them 20 books, it's not the 19th book you're giving them. You take 21 books with you. 20 books you're going to give your reps. Some people give 10 books. So whatever, if it's 10, then you bring 11. If it's 20 you give them, then bring 21. And the one book you're going to do, you're going to do the Avon fold, and you're going to fold, pre-fold those pages in which you're going to talk about the bubble bath, the shower gel. You're going to pre-fold those pages, the deodorant, the cologne. You have pre-folded the body lotion, the footwork. You want to have all that stuff, the lip gloss, lip balm. You want to make sure you have all those things pre-fold. And then you want to sit down with your Avon representative that you're signing up, and you're going to go over, as you go over these things that have been on her sheet, you're going to actually point them out in the book. And the reason for that, because, you know, don't assume that when you talk about the gel, that the Avon representative that you're signing up is going to, that will know what you're actually talking about. You may think you're talking about gel for the hair, and you're talking about shower gel for the body. So, you know, you want them to see that. You know, if you're really generous, and you may want to even leave them with a sample of, not a sample, but an actual part of their gift to start them off. I personally use the 24-hour sport, but I think Fresh would be a very appropriate little deodorant that you would give to your new reps. So I would give them a deodorant, a lip balm, and a hand lotion. And, you know, if you catch it right, sometimes you get the lip balm for 49 cents. Sometimes you can get the deodorant for 89. I actually buy, because I'm a vendor, I do vending, I actually buy the deodorant by the case, so it costs me less. But, you know, that would be a very nice gift to give to your Avon representative, and you know that you're signing up. But earning that little gift is you can do one or two things or both. What you do, you have them as they fill out their who do they know sheet of people who they think will like to sell Avon or like to become a business partner. You have them fill that out, and then you give them that could be the gift that they give. You give them for filling out that document while you're there. Or you can have it already done and ask them to put this list together so when you get there, it's already done for you. And the other thing you can do is to so you want to have them when they do the list. And the other thing is you want them to fill out the survey of the shopping list. And then you can give them the deodorant, the hand lotion, and the lip balm, and that should cost you no more than $2.50 at most. I think you can afford to do that. And I think if you get your Avon representative off on the right foot, you know, selling the with the right foot in terms of placing her own order and shopping her store, you will find that she, as an Avon representative, will one, be a successful Avon representative. She'll be a long-term Avon representative because of the fact that you trained her to shop her store, to become excited about the product. Therefore, she could articulate the experience to her customers, which would ultimately increase her sale. Now, don't. So this after you interviewed her, you filled out the application, you set up, you put our information in the website. Sometimes I like to do that while I'm sitting with a young lady, or male. You've gone over the checklist, her shopping list, and everything, and you return home. 2 days or 3 days before that person's order submission date, you will call them and you'll go over their shopping list. Whether they have orders or not, you still want to go over that person's shopping list. Don't go crazy. You know, you can pretty much judge what a person can afford. So, you know, stay within that person's budget. And order the those items. Go over with them, help them place those items in their shopping cart. And I tell you, what would even help them even more when you develop your sheet. In addition to having the name, the item cost, the price of the item, but you may want to wish to put the item number there. Which, or you can leave it blank just in case, have a blank space so that you can fill in the item number, because sometimes things are, the item numbers may change due to availability and the sale. For example, I happen to love the Intense Moisture Therapy, but it's not in every book, and when it comes out, it has different numbers. I know because I try to search them and didn't find it. So you may want to leave the numbers blank, and when you go through the book with your client and you already have the Avon fold on these various items that you have in the book, you just quickly jot down the numbers. So it makes it very easy for the Avon representative to put those numbers in and place his or her order. And again, your Avon representative, you train them this way. When they recruit, they will train their recruits to do the exact same thing. And again, ultimately, your Avon representative will be successful. She'll stay in the game longer. And secondly, her recruit will also, she would pass on that same information to her recruit. So she will ultimately become successful, and her recruit or his recruit will also become very successful. And then once you have all that and you sat down in the list, another thing I would suggest when interviewing a new Avon representative to buy is the perfume. When I first got into Avon, I have to admit I was very, very cheap. I didn't want to buy a whole perfume bottle and open it up to do it and to spritz people as a test. And as luck would have it, I went to an Avon meeting back in, I think it was November or October, and I may have shared this story with you before, but we were given little raffle tickets. And they'll call a number, and you will go up, and you will select an item that was on the table that you want. Well, anybody who knows that, I love jewelry. I love costume jewelry. So I went. I was hoping, I was really, really hoping to get this costume jewelry. And but what happened, they didn't have my number in the bag, so they never called my number. And so there was like two items left in the bag on the table. One was a costume jewelry, and one was the passion. And I was like, oh, God, please let them call me. And so when they called the number of the person ahead of me, she went, and I'm saying, oh, please, just pick the perfume. And no, of course, she selected the necklace. And so I got stuck by default, the only item that was left, which was the perfume that was already open. So I said, okay, so, you know, life hands you a lemon, you make lemonade. Shortly after that, I was at one of my stool places where I do vending, and I took my little bottle of perfume that was opened, and I started spritzing people. And I got orders to say, I sold almost all of my passion just by allowing people to sample that. So now, in the past, because I was so cheap and I didn't want to do that, when I had the Fergie, I didn't want to open a bottle. So subsequently, I still have Fergie to this day. I think I'm down to my last two Fergie bottles. But it took me almost 3 years to get rid of my Fergie bottles, whereas it's taken me less than a year to sell out my passion. So guess what, gang? The next item that's coming out is femme, which means female in French. And I have to tell you, absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I gave people a little actually, the first customer, if anybody is on preview, you know that we got two bottles and we got samples in our kit, our last kit. So I took my unopened kit and I took it to the store and I opened the one box and I spritzed a lady, the first person who I spritzed it on, bought it. So guess what, gang? Now, you would think because I had great success with the passion, you would think that it would have been no doubt in my mind to go ahead and order level 3 of the new perfume. No, I was hemming and hawing. I don't need a bottle. Why am I buying? Why am I buying this? I'm going to have to take a long time. I came home Saturday, and guess what? I am ordering level 3 of the perfume. It's only 15 bottles that you have to sell to get your money back, and I think it's $270 investment. And notice I said investment. And then you get that beautiful purse and wallet and pocketbook to go with it. So one of the things you want to do when you with your new reps, so again, judging what you know, you can pretty much tell what their budget is. If they don't have the perfume set on sale, because sometimes they have for $25, you get like 5 different perfumes. If they don't have that, then get whatever the latest perfume. Buy that for them just so they can sample, let people sample it. And this other thing, just wait, they can throw that in their pocketbook and they, as they meet people, say, oh, we're doomed. And or they can also you want them to take purchase one of the popular men's cologne. So, and I would either suggest Driven, Mesmerize is another popular cologne for men, and they can keep those two bottles in their little purse, and they can spritz people along the way. And what I do when something's coming out, I do pre-orders, so that when the box finally comes to me, all I have to do is deliver, and I'll have the perfumes or the colognes are already sold before it gets to me. So those are the things you want to do with your client, your new Avon representative. One, you want to make sure that you go over the household Avon shopping list with them. You want to make sure that they purchase one bottle of perfume, the latest perfume and cologne, and make sure that they order their bag, all the bags that they need, shopping bags. I also make sure they order plastic bags so you can put their brochures in, and then make sure they order their brochure. Gang, so it's the time is up, and I don't know what happened to Stacey today, but so maybe we'll have her on the line next month. She wasn't feeling very well. She was a little under the weather. She had cold for like 3 weeks, so maybe she was not up to it. So we'll have her back on next month, the second week in April. So with that, everyone, you know this is our order-taking week. This is the last opportunity to make President's Club. This is this campaign is triple dollars. So you want to make sure you get those orders in so that you can make President's Club. With that, everyone, have a wonderful night and talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.